One of the most important difficulties facing evolutionists as they seek to keep Darwin's theory alive and well is the absence of any fossil that can possibly be portrayed as an intermediate form. Ever since the theory of evolution was first proposed, despairing evolutionists have many times resorted to producing their own fake fossils. Yet these efforts have always ended in utter failure. One such instance was a fossil exhibited for 116 years as a supposed intermediate form in the Museum of Wales. In 1884, an evolutionist collector by the name of Samuel Allen donated an intermediate form supposedly proving evolution to the Museum of Wales. Museum officials imagined that this fossil, given the name Ichthyosaurus, was a perfect example of marine reptiles. In 2000, the fossil had to be removed for general maintenance, during which time it emerged that the fossil was a fake. Yet hundreds of thousands of people who had visited the museum in the meantime had been convinced that the fossil represented evidence in favor of the theory of evolution. A report published in BBC News Online on December 8, 2000, announced this fossil, which had been displayed as supposed proof of the evolution for 116 years, was actually a hoax. The dolphin-like creature in question had actually been produced by putting two different marine creatures together. Experts revealed that the skull and bodies had actually been buried in two different types of rock. The skull belonged to a species known as Ichthyosaurus communis, and the body to another sea creature by the name of Leptonectus phanerostris. Other bones had been made from plaster and stuck inside the rock in order to give the impression that they were genuine, and one of the fins were also a fake. Yet for some reason, just like this one, every fake fossil alleged to constitute evidence for evolution has been displayed for years in museums. Another feature these fossils have in common is that nobody has confirmed whether or not they are genuine. Museum conservator Dr. Caroline Butler reports that despite her many years in the profession, she has never come across such a thing happening and that it was a complete forgery. When the plaster started crumbling and we stripped off 5 layers of paint, we found it was an elaborate forgery. It was an amalgam of two different types of ichthyosaurus, plus a clever attempt at fake parts. Over the course of more than a century, hundreds of thousands of people were deceived by a hoax fossil manufactured by evolutionists. Yet this was neither the first nor the last of such evolutionist frauds. Ever since the time when the theory was first launched, the absence of any evidence to support it has been a major factor propelling encouraging evolutionists to commit such frauds.